morning.
I'm scared, Dad. What if I can't do this?
Follow me. Slow down. Land. I said land. Stop. Get up.
I'm actually getting used to this a little.
That's not good.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Hello and welcome to TV Concierge, a podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. I am Charles Holmes, a staff writer and host of the Ringer Music Show, and I am so honored to be joined here today with my friend Jomie, aka the Chief Meme Officer of the Ringer. Yo, Jomie, how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing great, man. We having a blast. Listen, I cannot wait to get into this. We're here to talk about the first three episodes of Invincible, which dropped on Amazon Prime this weekend. Oh man, bro, I can't even speak right now. That's how excited I am to get into
Damn,
this.
Damn, you
bro.
Really, you seem hyped. You seem ready. Should we just get into it for the TV Concierge audience?
Let's just break it down right now.
So before we get too deep into it, for those that don't know, Invincible premiered this weekend on Amazon. It's a comic book series that was made in the early 2000s by Robert Kirkman. And everybody knows Mr. Kirkman as the guy who created the hit sensation Walking Dead. So honestly, Invincible is actually was a comic that he made before Walking Dead for Image Comics. Should I give him a nice summation of who Invincible is?
Give him a little breakdown of it. Like give him a little sampler.
All right, yeah. So basically the way I would describe Invincible is it's almost like a take on Spider-Man and Superman. You have this young kid called Mark Grayson without powers in the beginning of the show and the comics, but he's the son of Omni-Man, who is this world's Superman. He is the top dog superhero. And we follow Mark Grayson, and he's basically like, when am I going to get powers? And then bam, all of a sudden, one day, it happens. He gets super strength, he gets flight, and he's thrust into this world of superheroes. He's fighting bad guys, fighting aliens, joining this world's Teen Titans, and learning from his dad some things that he does know, and down the line, some things that he will end up finding out. Is that a good kind of lead-in for who Invincible is, Jomie? Did I do a good job?
I think that's a great, great summary. He killed it.
Jomie, what is your history with Invincible? Were you reading the comics? Did you come fresh into the Amazon series? Let me know.
I will tell you straight up, I had no idea what this show was when I got into it. Didn't read the comics. You know, I didn't even see like the ads. You know, I just woke up one day. I was like, all right, let me check what everybody's watching this week. And people were talking about Invincible. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, you know, animated superhero stuff. I love that stuff. You know, I grew up watching Teen Titans, you know, Batman. So, okay, you know, I was okay. Like, I'm into it. Let me see what's happening. And I watch episode one and I was like, oh, this is it right here. I need more of this, this show. And I marathoned the rest of the series, you know, throughout the weekend. This show, I think honestly, like even just watching the first three episodes, it has a chance to be really special.
This is what I love to see, because I started reading Invincible during its original run in the early 2000s. So this is my favorite, one of my favorites, top five comic book series of all time. And I think what you see in the first three episodes is Invincible is a show about subverting comic books and superheroes, because they take the things that we love and know about superheroes and they twist it just a little bit to make it a little more violent, a little bit more demented. And the thing about Robert Kirkman that I think people love about him is you can tell that he has a little bit of a dark side, whether it's Walking Dead, whether it's Invincible. He likes the gore. So me talking to Jomi right now, somebody who can come into Invincible fresh, is so funny. So when you're plopped into this Technicolor world, Jomi, like were you kind of expecting the left turns that the show would take? Because I would say for like the first 30 minutes, it's just kind of a run-of-the-mill superhero show.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, you know, coming in, I honestly thought we're getting like a little, you know, a little more PG, you know, type thing from Amazon and superheroes. You know, they got The Boys, which is his own different monster. So I thought, oh, you know, we're going to come in here, see some light, you know, father-son bonding, you know, like it's going to be real cool seeing how he navigates this thing. And then it just wasn't like that. All of a sudden, it just wasn't that. And I was like, okay.
Oh, we're not going to spoil it. But that last minute twist, I think that the series hinges on it, because it takes it from like your Cartoon Network Teen Titans into almost like Harley Quinn land, where you're like, oh, they're doing something completely different with this show.
It changes the entire game, honestly. Like you said, it takes it from being like, oh, this is pretty cool, it's something I watch with my, you know, my brother, you know, my little cousins, to being like, oh, snap. It's a whole different level of things that are about to happen here. You know, we don't want to spoil it for y'all, you know, but it takes the show to a different level that I cannot wait to see explored in future episodes and future seasons. Like, it's incredible.
I talked to Robert Kirkman for the show. And the funny thing that people may not know is that when he was writing the comics, what it takes the episode, episode one, that big twist, I think it took him 6 or 7 issues of the comic coming out monthly to get to. So what ended up happening is like, Robert Kirkman thought that the comic would be canceled within like the first 13 issues, because you have to think like waiting six, 7 months to find out that this isn't just your normal superhero show is a lot. And what Invincible does in that first 40 minutes is condense that storyline. And I wanted to ask you, we're used to 30-minute superhero cartoons. How did you feel as a viewer coming in knowing that this is going to be 45, 50 minutes? They're treating this almost like an hour-long drama in the same way that they treat The Boys.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was like, okay, you know, this is going to be something that, like, you know, I'll peep it out, you know, like, let's see, you know, what this is going to be. I honestly thought it was going to be like The Boys light, you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of like the adultness of it. You know, but that first 30 minutes is real, like, it's real PG. I'm thinking, like, this is something, you know, Teen Titans Go type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it just shifts, like, on a dime. It doesn't give you a second to process. It's just like, boom. And, like, I'll say, full stop, I saw it coming. I saw something coming. You know what I'm saying?
I knew it by
minute 30. You know, I knew something was off, you know, but then like, but again, like the spectacle of it is just, special. And we haven't even talked about the voice talent on this show.
Oh, the voice talent is stacked. Let me run through it really quick. I have it. We have Mark Grayson is played by Steven Yeun from Walking Dead fame. Nolan Grayson, his father, who plays Omni-Man, is J.K. Simmons. Debbie Grayson is Sandra Oh. So, like, already there, stacked. Rex Blow, Jason Mantzoukas, the robot, played by Zachary Quinto. So, already they are lined up and have just such a stacked roster. What did you think of the voice talent?
I mean, Bezos bucks, man. You know, when you got that type of money, you can get anybody you want, man. Like, just listening to, you know, all the actors and actresses, like, they were killing it. And I'm like, it takes you into their world, you know, because it's easy to get, you know, you can get anybody to come voice check, sit in a booth, you know, talk for a couple hours and get that check. You know what I'm saying? It's easy, you know, but these, everybody's putting like heart into it. Like I've never heard Sandra Oh do, you know, voiceover. She's out there. She's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like J.K. Simmons, he was Tenzin in Korra, you know, so I've got experience with him.
Whoa, he was tense. He was Tenzin. Then we got a Commissioner Gordon in the Snyderverse. He was J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man films. So my man, like, off top, already a legend. We got four classic performances, and he kills it in this.
Yeah, he's, like, he's just really, really, really talented. And, I mean, it goes for the whole cast. Like, everybody's, like, putting their all into it. And so when you feel that energy watching it, you know, especially after episode one, you're like, wow, like, I want to see more.
If we break down kind of the business of Invincible, it's clear why it's hitting Amazon. They had a runaway hit with The Boys. And I think what's funny is that for a lot of people, they're going to think is like, oh, are they just doing an animated version of The Boys? Is this just Boys Light? But kind of what's funny is that Invincible came before The Boys. The Boys, as a comic, released in 2006. Robert Kirkman released Invincible in 2003. And what's funny is this was all part of a trend that was happening in Image Comics and just all independent comics in general. You had Robert Kirkman, who was doing Invincible Walking Dead. You had Mark Millar. He was hitting it out of the park with, like, things like Wanted. You had Brian K. Vaughan with Ex Machina, Why the Last Man. And all of these things were deconstructing comic books. They were deconstructing superheroes. And I think what people will see when you watch Invincible is that this is a show about deconstructing, like, what would happen if we had heroes in this real world setting? How violent would it be? How gory would it be? What are the big choices, you know?
Yeah, I think I love a lot about the show is that it doesn't shy away from, like, these things, the accidents that happen and the effect they have on people, you know, like, you know, again, not to spoil it, but there's a scene where one of the characters has to deal with the aftermath of an event, and you can feel the pain in their voice, and you're like, wow, like, you know, in most super, you know, Marvel movies, people die all the time and they just, you know, go back to Avengers Mansion and go hang out and play cards or whatever. But in this show, really has you grappling with the effects of being a hero is hard, being a hero is tough, you know? And I love that. I love, you know, seeing the ethos of being a superhero. It's really important. And it just brings a heft to the show that, like, a lot of superhero shows, you know, don't have, you know, these days.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. All right, guys. I'm Charles Holmes, the host of the Ringer Music Show. And you can catch me on the Ringerverse every Friday with my man Van Lathan breaking down Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yo, my meme soldier over there, Jomie, where can the people find you?
Well, you can find me at Jomie Adeniran on Twitter and Instagram. But also, make sure to follow Ringerverse on Twitter and IG. Get into the Facebook group, the Ringerverse. You know, we're getting these channels started up, and we'd love to have you guys to either interacting and following us. So get on in there, man. Like, follow, share. Let's get it.
If you guys want to hear our spoiler-filled discussion of Invincible, make sure to check out the Ringerverse episode with me and Jomie. We're getting into everything Invincible. Thank you for tuning in to TV Concierge. We will be back later this week for more.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Y'all know UGG is a brand that athletes wear all the time in the tunnel and on travel days. Well, I bet you think UGG season is only during the colder months of the year. Au contraire, you're wrong. You need to check out the latest spring drop from UGG. They have everything from sandals to clogs. I like the sandals. UGG has you covered for your next spring adventure. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.